Reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, Matthew chapter 17, the verse 14. When they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him, and saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire, and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him." And Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me." And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Boys and girls, here we have a desperate father. A father who's very concerned for his son, who's not only ill, but his boy is greatly oppressed by the devil. And this father is concerned, and he has this prayer of faith that we read about there in verse 15. "Lord, have mercy on my son. Have mercy on my son." And you know, there are many parents, boys and girls, who pray like that for their children. And sometimes they've watched their children grow old and go astray. And they've been very distressed. And all they've been able to say is, "Lord, have mercy on my son." And your mommies and daddies, they pray that for you. And you should never forget that. And you should appreciate that and thank God for that, that your mommy and daddy prays for you. And I want to tell you the story of a mother who prayed such a prayer for her son. This woman was called Amelia. Amelia Taylor. And her son was called Hudson. Now Hudson came in adult life to be a missionary. And he went into deep China and brought the gospel to the Chinese. But he was born into a Christian home. And his parents were devout Methodists. And they instructed all their children in the fear of God and in the knowledge of the Lord. But whenever Hudson became into his teens and started to work, he became a bank clerk in the town where he lived. That's in Barnsley, in Yorkshire, in England. And as he commenced work, it was amongst bad company, and the people that were in the bank working, they weren't saved and they didn't know the Lord. They were a bad influence on Hudson. And Hudson began to question his Christian upbringing, began to have atheistic thoughts about the Lord, about his existence even. But something happened in Hudson's life. He took an eye infection, and he had to give up work in the bank. That was providential. The Lord took him out of that bad situation. And he began to work with his father. But because he was being rebellious against God, he was very unhappy in his life, he was very miserable, and there was great moodiness. And his father often seen it, and his father really didn't know how to cope with it, and often rebuked him. But his mother was a very sensitive spirit, and she earnestly prayed for him unto God, "Lord, have mercy on my son." And one afternoon, whenever Hudson was free, a number of months later, after starting work with his father, he had a free afternoon, and he was in the house, and he was wondering what to do with himself, and he was in the parlour, and he found a basket of little booklets that had always been sitting there, and he just had a look through them. And he picked up one that caught his eye, and he says, "Here's a pamphlet here that'll have a story. No doubt it'll have a sermon, an application at the end, but I won't read the sermon, I won't read the application, but I'll read the story. There seems to be an interesting story here." And so he commenced to read that story. But there was someone else that afternoon who had time on their hands. It was Amelia, it was his mother. And she had left the home to go to visit her sister in another part of England, about 50 miles away, and she stayed there for a number of weeks. But this particular afternoon, while Hudson is reading the pamphlet, she had just finished her dinner and had a free afternoon and went up into her bedroom, and she decided to pray for her boy. She's got great liberty in her prayer. She's calling unto God, saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son." And as she's praying, Hudson is reading the story. It's the story of a miner, a coal miner in Somerset, who had TB and he was dying of tuberculosis, which was a very common thing in those days. And he was visited often by Christians, and Christians came and they shared the gospel with him and told him the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in this story, the miner was particularly struck by the teaching that the Lord Jesus Christ bore our sins on his own body on the tree, and particularly the words, "It is finished," that he uttered on the cross, and the application of it to the miner. He came to see that the Lord had died for his sins, that it was all finished and complete, there was provision in Jesus Christ, and all he had to do was trust in that substitute and in that Saviour. And particularly the words, "It is finished," got into Hudson's mind, and he began to ponder that expression, "What is finished, and what does this mean?" And the whole gospel just seemed to open up to him. He saw that the work was finished and the debt was paid, and that all he had to do was trust in Christ. And at that moment, he says, "With this dawned the joyful conviction, and light was flashed into my soul by the Holy Spirit, that there was nothing in the world to be done but to fall down on my knees and accept this Saviour and his salvation." And he did that. He fell on his knees. He accepted the Lord Jesus. And meanwhile, as his mother is praying, in her heart, there comes this assurance that she has prayed the word of faith, a prayer of faith. Our prayer has been answered. And she had the conviction that God heard her prayer and he was saved, and she no longer prayed for his salvation. She was rejoicing. It was 2 weeks before she went home, but she was rejoicing those whole 2 weeks, knowing that God had heard her prayer. And after the 2 weeks, she went home, and Hudson greeted her at the door, and he exclaimed, "Mother, I've such good news for you." And the mother, smiling, said, "I know, my boy. I've been rejoicing in that good news for 2 weeks. And so, Lord, have mercy on my son," was heard not only in the days of the apostles, but it is heard every day that a mother cries unto God for her son and her children. And you thank God your parents pray for you. And you parents never give up praying for wayward children, for the Lord has mercy on them. Lord, we do ask thy blessing on the word to the children. Encourage parents also that they may continue to pray in season and out of season, always for their offspring. And Lord, hear thou their prayers and bring thee glory to thy great name in the salvation of our seed. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.